Bez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Nechos, Laws of Inheritance, and Sefer Mishpatim, Book of Judgments, where now we continue on to following on these halachas of inheritance, specifically regarding how to identify the Yarshim. As in this Perek, we discuss regarding the trustworthiness in who gets to establish who is a Yarish. As Rambam gets halachah regarding first testimony regarding the presumption of someone being a Yerush. So Omer, if someone says, Zebeni, this is my son, or Zeachi, or this is my brother, let's say where he doesn't have any children, or Zeachi Avi, or he doesn't have any brothers, he's saying this is my father's brother, or Shur, HaYershon, or anyone else that he's identifying as someone who inherits him. Even though he's admitting regarding certain people that we never had an established idea that they were his relatives, or he's a Neman, he's believed, that they can inherit him. Whether he said this when he was a healthy person, whether he's saying this when he's a dying person, which sometimes there's certain exceptions, one or the other, here it doesn't make a difference. Even if he became mute, he's writing with his handwriting, this is his inheritor, we check him out, just like we check for Gittin, to make sure that he's fully sane, he knows what he's saying, and that what he's writing is that case, and then we will go ahead and establish this person as his inheritor. Halacha Beis. Now, Hayinu Mechzakim Bezeh, if we had a chazaka, a presumption regarding this person, Shu Achav, that it's his brother, a Ben Doidoi, or his uncle's son, meaning his cousin, Vama, and the guy says, Einoi Achi, no, he's not my brother, Ve'einoi Ben Doidi, he's not my cousin, and therefore he does not inherit me, Einoi Neman, he's not believed. Because we have a chazaka otherwise. Aval Neman Ho Amisha Hoksik Shu Benoi, but he is actually believed regarding someone that we have a presumption that it's his son. Loimit to say anybody, it's not my son. Because the Torah actually believes explicitly when it says Yaker, who the father to say who his son is. Although he does, he's not believed regarding anyone else. And therefore, and therefore he will not inherit him. Now, the Yerodli says the Rambam, it appears to Misha, if the son had children, had sons, even though he's not believed regarding the grandson to say, he's not my son regarding Yichus, in other words, to invalidate him to be able to marry Abbas Yisrael, and he's not able to establish him as an illegitimate child based on his testimony, but he is believed regarding the inheritance, and therefore later they're not going to inherit him because he's saying this is not his son. What happens if someone retracts from what he had testified? If someone says, Zebeni, this is my son, but then he subsequently says, no, Abdihu, it's actually my slave. So in the Neman, he's not believed because the Torah believes him to say it's his son. Once he already testified, you cannot retract what's called in the Chayzer Magid. You cannot go ahead and now testify again. Omar Abdi, let's say, says my slave. And then he says it's my son. Even though he actually serves him as a slave, and he originally said he's his slave, and now he's backing out and saying it's my son, Neman, he's believed. Why? Because he could explain what he meant. This he says is my slave. Kolem would have meant to say that he's like a slave to me. He's so faithful as a son. The other way it wouldn't make sense to say my son, and then he's saying that he's my slave. It doesn't. That wouldn't be appropriate. But saying that he's my slave and then my son, that makes sense. Now and if they called him Eved Meimei Zuz, a slave that was 100 Zuz slave, okay, it's a bit or similar types of. Titles. Where people only say them specifically regarding slaves. Then there is an enemy, and again, then it's not believed. You can't say, oh, because he serves me like a slave. No, these are titles that are endemic to a slave, and therefore you can't say anymore that he's his son. But let's say he was passing through the tolls, through customs. Vamani was saying, this is my son. And then after they passed through customs, he actually said, no, actually, Avdi, that's my slave. Neman is believed. Why? Shalom Bani, because this that he said my son was illa v'rich min ha-meches, was just to avoid the taxes which you have to pay for slaves, which you don't have to pay for a son. Now, Amma b'beis ha-meches, but if let's say he said by the customs office, Avdi who is my slave, v'chazav Amma Bani, and then he says my son, which originally he said, oh, you could say he serves me like a slave. No, in this case, in an enemy wouldn't be believed because since he's paying taxes for him as a slave, it doesn't make sense that he would lie to cause himself a loss, and therefore he's not believed anymore to say that he's his son. Halacha Ketin is on this theme regarding the association of a presumption that someone is a slave. So Avodim HaShvach is regarding the slaves and maid women. In Kerelem Abba Pleini, and that's what they call them, Mr. So-and-so, or V'Iba Pleinis, or Mrs. So-and-so, where it's a certain honorific of Abba or Ima. Now, although that could mean an honorific of just a title, but the problem is if the person calls the slave Abba, which although it can mean honorific, but also means father, and ima means mother. We don't want to cause a stumbling block, because when nimtzitz can become a zeha bein, so to speak, this son, who's calling the slave Abba, is going to become a nifgam. It's going to be a considered a deficiency in his yichus, in his lineage, because those who hear is going to think that, oh, he must be the son of the slave. That's his calling Abba Nima, when really it just means it as an honorific. Now, but therefore, the figach, the slaves or the maid women were very distinguished, and there's a, the word is gets out about them, because they're well known and popular. And everyone recognized them as b'nei v'avdi adinim, and the sons and the slaves of their masters. Everyone knows who they are, like the slaves of the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people. They're allowed to call them Abba and Imo, because everyone knows they're not the father and the mother of this person, and we're not going to run into this problem of this takalam, and therefore then you could call them that. Halacha vav, someone had a maidservant, and he sired a son, he had a child together with this maidservant. However, he treated this son as an actual son. Or he said, Beni, it's my son. What do you mean, a son? A son from the maidservant is considered a slave. No, because there's, because the mother actually was freed. So, if it's a Tamarik scholar, or Adam Kosher is an upstanding person, which he was already checked out in his position of fulfillment of the mitzvahs. So, how is the Yerushana? So, such a child will inherit him, because the Talmud Chacham understands the differentiation between the severity of an Isser of having be with a Shivcha or to when she was already freed. And therefore, we presume that she was freed, and where a regular person would not be able to make such a differentiation. And therefore, by the Talmud Chacham or the Adam Kosher, we presume that yes, this actually was his real son, that she was already freed, and therefore he inherits her. Now, Ba'avad became even so that we believe him regarding that he inherits him. The son, however, cannot marry a Jewish woman until he brings proof that the mother was first freed, and only then did she give birth. The reason is because she had been established. We knew that she was a maidservant. We never knew that she was freed. So though for Yerusha, he's believed, but not for, let's say, Yichus purposes. Now, Bimishar had Yetisu, but let's say he's from the regular type of people, this man. Not a Talmud Chacham or Adam Kosher. They ain't talking enough to say, that he was from those who make themselves onulus for these types of things, that they're very inappropriate in these types of areas. Then we treat this son as the presumption of a slave for all purposes. And actually, his paternal brothers, they're his brothers from the same father, they could actually sell him, because we're presuming that he's a slave, which they're allowed to sell a slave, even though it's from their father, because he's treated as a slave boy. Now, if let's say the father has no other son except for him, still, the father's wife will have Yibum, as if he didn't have any children. Now, says this is the halacha that appears to me, which goes in the primary principles which we have received in our tradition. Now, the Yesh Mishalei Chalik, he says that those who don't want to differentiate between Kshem L'Shar Am, whether it's an upstanding person or the rest of the population, Ela L'Inyan, only regarding Shalim Kudu Echem L'Vat, only regarding that the brothers cannot sell him. Only regarding that is a difference, but not regarding Yerusha, as we explained. The Yesh Mishalei Yerusha, and actually those who rule that even for inheritance, L'Inachlik B'Yisrael, we shouldn't differentiate in a Jewish person, whether he's a Talmud Chacham or a regular person. And says the Rambam, but it's not appropriate to rely on this. Rather, it's as the Rambam said, it seems to be, he says, the primary principles of our teachings. Halacha Zayin, regarding the inheritance, when we have this chazaka in the relationship. So, kol yershin yershin mechazaka. All inheritors inherit with a state of chazaka. Ketzer Hasa, the Rambam illustrates. If the witnesses testify only that it's been established for us, that we just had this presupposition, that it's the son of that person or the brother, they're just saying that's just what we all always assume. They're not testifying explicitly, they're just testifying that this is how people always assume. Although they're not really witnesses of Yichus lineage to be able to tell us clearly, and they don't know the truth of the ancestry, still, they could now inherit based on the testimony that we always presumed that this was his son or his brother. Halacha ches. Now, Yaakov shemes. Here gets a little more complicated. If Yaakov dies, v'nich Reuben v'Shimon, and he leaves over Reuben and Shimon, two sons. And there was no ever presumption but these two, that these were his sons. Now, what happens is, however, tough as Reuben Levi Menashuk. Reuben, however, grabs Levi from the street. Vamni says, Gamzeh Achinu. This actually was a third brother. No one knew about it, but he was a third brother of ours. V'shimna, Mishim says, any day? I don't know anything of this. So what happens is like this. I read a Shimon Nikol Chatzay Mamon. So Shimon, who's denying there's another brother, and we don't know that there was such a thing. Reuben's just saying this. So Shimon gets to take half the monies, and so to speak, leaving Reuben for the other half. But a Reuben, who claims there's another brother, he takes Shlish, only a third, because he's claiming that there's three brothers. He's admitting that there is three brothers. But Levi Nikol Shlos, Levi takes a sixth. Obviously not taking a third, because there is no third to take, because Shimon took half. And Reuben's taking a third, so Levi's left with a sixth, which is half of the third. Now, Mace Levi, if Levi dies, the sixth is going to go back to Reuben. It's not going to be divided with Shimon, because Shimon already took half, assuming that that Reuben's the only other half. So Levi would get back that sixth, ultimately getting half. Now, Nafla Levi Nochas Machayim, this other third, unknown third brother, Levi, if let's say he inherits Nochas Machayim, other properties. So Yachleku Oisim Reuben Mishim. Reuben and Shimon both divide when he passed away. Shadi Reuben made to Shimon Shalevi Zachim, because Reuben admitted to Shimon that this is their brother. And that's what he told Shimon. So he's admitting and saying, I have to share it with you. Now, this is obviously being said because Shimon only said, I don't know. So, okay, to be stringent, I mean, I'm not going to accept it, but to be lenient, you're saying there's a brother, fine, I'll inherit half of when he dies. Now, Hishpiach Hashtus Me'elav, if let's say that sixth that Levi was getting, when of a prophet by itself, V'achach Meis Levi, and then Levi passed away, so Im Shevach Megil L'chesfayim, who if it's an increase that's already reached to a situation of shouldering it, meaning, K'goin Anov M'shagil Le'batzer, for example, the grapes already reached time for harvest that you could already take on the shoulders, so this increase is essentially like properties we inherited from elsewhere because it becomes something else. So like we said before, when they're guarding, when it's from somewhere else, they equally divide that. But if it didn't yet reach time for harvest, then we said, then we said when Levi dies, well, Shimon already got his half. And it's the original thing which Levi was getting because of what Reuben said. So then that's only going to go back to Reuben itself. So depending on did it change status or not, would depend if we consider it as a new thing or as that same old thing. Now, this was all he's saying if Shimon said, I don't know. But Shimon, let's say Shimon says to Reuben, Reuben saying, hey, we have a third brother, Levi. Let's say Shimon says, not that I don't know, but it says, Ein Levi Zach. It's not true, this Levi is not my brother. Okay, and then the halacha is, but not Levi b'chelek Reuben. So obviously, Levi's not going to get the share with Shimon at all. Shimon gets his half, as we said before, and Levi takes in the portion of Reuben, commission around, and that's all the same, like we explained. But here's where it changes. V'achach meis Levi, and then Levi passed away. Lo yidash Shimon memeniklum. Shimon will not inherit anything from Reuben, like we said, that if Levi had inheritance from somewhere else, or let's say that it already changed at Shevach and became something that's royal l'chasfayim to shoulders, we said they equally divide. No, Shimon will not inherit anything from him at all. El Reuben levad, the only Reuben himself, will be yidash ashtus. Well, he will inherit the sixth. Im shor nochasim achem shanik Levi, with all the other properties that Levi left over, because Shimon is saying he's not my brother. So if saying he's not, he's admitting to the fact that he has no rights to this. What then, same thing is, applies b'chala yershin to all inheritors, sh'yod miktasin b'yershin acherim, that some of them admit to other inheritors, sh'yod miktasin, that others do not admit to. Again, it's going to have the same halachic ramifications as we just discussed, regarding depending on, do they say, I don't know, do they say, no, it's not the case, regarding the same exact halacha that we said here in halacha ches.